It's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back in the studio, and Corey Sandin is here with me today. Rock Cod Rick's a little under the weather today, but boy, do we have a great show for you today. Cal and Eric from Cal's Custom Reels are here, and we're going to be talking reels and fishing. Eric just got back from an epic trip on the Polaris Supreme and a whole lot more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, and Facebook Live at 1090 AM.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Pete, stoked back from the tropics.
Yeah, from the tropics. Got in last night from Zihuatanejo. Even watched Shawshank Redemption down there. Everybody, whenever you say Zihuatanejo, yeah, everybody thinks of the Shawshank Redemption.
Right.
Maybe, right? But so it's not like that. I mean, it's a beautiful place. It actually is like that scene in the beach. It actually is a beautiful place. But yeah, we were down there surfing and
enjoying life,
having a few cocktails, yeah, and eating some great food and seeing some great people and just enjoying life and enjoying 83 degree water. And
ooh,
88 degree hair. It was a little warm, but yeah, you know, you just jump in the water.
That's all good
cool
times.
Yeah, it was super good times and good R&R, good getaway. And thanks to you and Rick for covering last Sunday as well as yesterday. Great shows.
Good times. Yeah,
yeah.
You missed yesterday's show with Frank Lopresti and Mike Lone. That was a good. By the way, I think, you know, he mentioned that the tickets are still on sale too.
Yes,
still, and you get that knife. And
yeah, the
with,
knife.
With
yeah,
the with the friends of
it's got Captain, the logo in there.
It does. Yeah. It's got the logo on the
super
knife.
Cool. And there's so many great prizes, including $2,000 at Summit Gasoline, which
I just went
yesterday
there.
Yeah.
No, I was just there this morning.
Oh, this morning.
Unbelievable. You ready, Eric? And we haven't introduced Eric and Cal, but
yeah. Good morning, Eric.
Yeah.
Good morning.
So, $3.99 for a gallon of gas.
Yep. Wow.
When was the last time?
At Summit Gasoline.
At Summit Gasoline.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's for cash. So if you pay about a quarter extra if you're on your debit or credit.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's hard to believe. Sub $4 gas. We haven't seen that in California for a while.
$3.99.
Yeah. Gotta love that. So, you guys have been busy. Well, actually, Cal's been busy. You've been busy fishing, right?
I've had a good year of going out and fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We call it here field research.
Right, field research.
No, you have to do it. It's your job.
Yep. Right? Yep. From the 22 day to Cedros to, we went to the Azores with Lasley and Anthony Shea. And then just got back from a 10 day on the Polaris Supreme.
The Azores.
So, you both went on the Azores trip. Fill us in. Get up close to that mic, Cal.
It was a very enjoyable trip. We really didn't know exactly where we were going to go when we left. We just knew we were going to the main island. And about 4 or 5 days before we left, we were told that we would have to get another flight out to one of the outside islands so that we could meet them there because they were moving out there. So it was kind of a juggling act at first, but everything just came. About the second day of the trip, everything just gelled together. Our flight coming home was going to be a total of 58 hours of travel and waiting.
Oh.
And we cut it down to 12 hours and flew directly home.
Wow.
So
How cool is that?
It was a cool trip. It was
so 12 hours. You jump in Anthony's jet?
No. We all flew commercial.
Wow.
But they had a different flight set up. We didn't have, and we were able to do that instead of having to take a small plane back to the main island to fly out of there. We took a cruise on a 150-footer.
Wow.
Had a nice dinner, slept a good all night, got up, had a nice breakfast, and then went to the airport.
Oh, how cool is that?
It really
worked out. That the royal treatment. And did you catch anything?
We got one fish the whole trip. The fishing was way off.
Way off.
But
the experience must have been unbelievable.
The experience was fantastic.
Yeah.
The fish that we caught, I thought it was a pretty good size blue. They called it a small one.
Ah!
650.
Oh, wow. Man.
Estimated.
Crazy. Are you kidding me?
Tagged and released in 13 minutes.
13 minutes.
13 minutes.
Now, was this on a reel that you worked on?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Anthony is one heck of a hard fisherman.
I'll bet he is.
He really puts pressure on a fish. They want to get it up. Get it released so it gets away in good shape and alive.
And it takes
that's a big fish.
But it takes a team. I mean,
Lasley is a maniac when he's on a fish.
Yeah.
That boat was running 8 to 9 knots backwards.
Backwards.
Whoa.
Yeah, just stayed right on that fish.
That is I can't imagine having that large of a fish that close to the boat that quick.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to tag it, handle it, unhook it.
Oh, it was so cool, too. I mean, they even had all kinds of pictures and video and everything. I put a link up on our website where they did a video after the trip. And it's cool. They got the drone up and watching us fish and everything. And you could just watch the job that Captain Lasley did on that. It was amazing where he just got him in position. And Anthony put the heat on him right away.
That's crazy, man.
Wow.
Incredible.
And then tell us about your trip to Cedros. You guys also went to Cedros, right?
Oh, yes. We had a great time.
A few yellowtail?
We actually go down there and fish calicos.
Okay. Well,
so
from my heart.
And,
right?
and you do catch a yellowtail here and there as you're doing it. I happened to be on the last day. We kind of were swapping places around. And Eric and my granddaughter and my grandson, the last day they went to a place and they gave up because they just couldn't quite get the 200th calico bass.
Oh,
for the day.
My Lord.
Yeah, we were in the high 190s and I looked at my son and I'm like, 200, come on, let's go, let's get it. And he goes, I'm afraid to cast out again. Like we'd had enough. We just tapped out.
That's incredible.
But it was so much fun.
And the beauty of that is you can get them the way you want. I mean, not all the time, but you can hard baits or surface iron.
Yeah, for for sure.
Weedless if you're in the thick of it.
And it was awesome. My daughter was a last minute fill in on our trip. We had one of the guys, he works for the forestry department, and all these fires that we had going on, he had to cancel at the last minute. So my daughter ended up going, and she hadn't been fishing in like 15, 16 years. And she goes, "Do you think I would have a good time?" And I said, "I think so." But she, first day, she was just kind of a learning process. And each day they kept, getting a little bit better, a little bit better. And yeah, she was a trooper, and it was amazing to go out and fish with your kids.
Did you guys go with Rosie?
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Lodge one or lodge two?
We were at lodge two.
Okay. Yeah.
We've done both.
Have you?
What
do you prefer? What are the differences? Because I've only been to Lodge 1, and I've heard people love Lodge 2. And
so to me, this is just to me, and everybody's different. Lodge 1 is a little bit more convenient. You got the steps that go down to the water and all that other stuff, and I really do like it. Now, if you have the whole group, all 12 people that are going, all part of your friends and family and everything else like that, Lodge 2 is really cool because it puts everybody together when you get back and you push the tables together and you're sitting up there and you're just talking about your day, and it forces you to engage everybody, which was super cool. I mean, we really appreciate it. And the view's great, and, the food's the same and everything else like that. They take great care of you there.
And how about the fish cleaning aspect? Like the harvest you bring home is – It's as good as Fishman's Processing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
On an island.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. Right. And then you just got off the Polaris Supreme.
Yes. Yeah. That was
how
great.
Many day?
10 day. 10 day. Left.
Now you were again testing reels, right?
Of course. I have to clean them and get them ready.
Yeah. As Pete calls the field.
That's
research.
Your job.
Field research.
Yeah, for sure. Oh. And what was that like?
Well, that was great, too. We got the one thing that we didn't get a lot of was wahoo. We got, like a dozen or so. But, I mean, we got, like, some nice 50, 60-pound yellowfin tuna on the way down. And then
incredible grade.
And then, at Alejo's Bank and that whole area and stuff like that, overnight, we got, like, some nice big yellowtail, 40-pounders plus, just somebody's got to get them, right?
Right.
And then from there, we just kind of worked patties and different stuff the rest of that day and caught some smaller yellowtail. And then, a call came in from one of the boats that they had located the bluefin again after Thanksgiving. So, the Polaris Supreme and another boat, we hauled butt to get up there and we got on them that night really good.
And some good ones?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There was, I think they had something like that night, probably 45, 46 bluefin, and I thought, boy, I got one of the smallest ones. And after it had been gilled and gutted, it weighed 160.
Whoa.
So, you do the math with the 12% and all that stuff, it's close to
180.
And that was the smallest, some of the smallest ones. I don't know. I mean, maybe that night we got 30 over 2 or something like that.
That's
crazy. It was crazy. So everybody had a couple of them, to take home and everything else.
What an operation that Aliar is running, right? I mean, and they have that out of Seaforth. I mean, it's kind of a whole different.
Right.
For your those stomping ground.
Right? I mean, it's just kind of cool. It was always known as a 3/4 day, half day, overnight.
Yeah.
And then the day and a half, 3 days. And now with the Polaris Supreme taking the crown, they're running those longer trips.
He didn't tell you that he did get 3/2 and he was done at 10 o'clock.
Isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
Wow. That's incredible.
10 o'clock at night.
10 o'clock at night.
So you got some sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the advantage of that.
Did you guys fish all night?
No. They were, so at 11 o'clock at night, we stopped and we had a crew fishing tournament where we got all the crew out there. And we just said, first guy with the fish on the deck. And, of course, the first two guys hook up right away. And we said, no, yellowfin don't count, right? So, yeah, they each brought fish aboard that were like 200 pounds.
And the yellowfin were biting at night, too?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Good trip and good weather?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The first 3 or 4 days was just flat calm. We had a couple days in the middle that was a little rough, and then it flattened out again. So it made for a great trip.
Well, speaking of being on the water, let's talk to Wayne Cotto, who is aboard our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris trip right now. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
pick me up, Wayne? Oh, he keeps disconnecting, JP's saying. So we'll hopefully he'll call back and, he's gonna let us know when he's back on the air. But yeah, they're having a
pictures.
They're having a good trip.
Trevin's running that trip for him.
Yeah, exactly.
They're doing great.
Yeah, good trip. That's good. So tell us what kind of gear did you take on the Polaris Spring trip? Because that's what you guys do. You do gear.
I always take a wide variety of Pen and Shimano and Okuma, a whole bunch of different reels, so that I have the experience. So when I'm talking to different customers, that I know how the reel works and what we can do to it and everything else like that. I will say this, one of my favorite reels to fish when those giant bluefin are like that, I mean, when we're fishing for them, is the Pen 16 VISX. We can get plenty of drag out of it, get great free spool, and it just seems to be the good size reel. A couple times I went to a bigger reel, and then I just didn't feel all that comfortable. But a good picture would have been, at one point they handed me one of those jigging reels. Okay, and I went, okay, let's
do
this. What,
they're smaller?
Yeah, they're smaller, single speed, yeah. Everything else
this
like
Kamado?
That. It was, I don't know which brand. Okay. I can't help you with that one, but it was, you know, pretty anodized and all that other stuff that you see on the reels. And I didn't know whether to put a bend in the rod or keep it straight and back and forth, but every bit as easy as catching it on a
no
traditional
kidding.
One. Yeah, and it
just pointing the rod
I
right
wanted,
at the fish.
It did both. I must have looked completely awkward. Like at one point,
the rods are short.
Yeah, this one was like a over 5 foot rod. I mean,
okay.
Maybe 5-6 foot rod. And
that's short.
Well,
yeah.
Now, yeah, exactly. But I've seen a lot shorter ones that they work with. I just didn't know how to do it, and all the fish did is come in. I wanted to hate it the whole process.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Isn't that weird how that works? So those rods, for those that don't know, I mean, they bend all the way to the stripper guy. I mean, the guy toward the reel.
And that was a 200 pounder.
Crazy.
On the jigging.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Single speed jigging.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, you ready for that, Cal?
So, no.
Yeah,
no.
Me either. No.
So I told my dad, I'm scratching my head. I'm like, well, maybe we need to look at some of those and this and that. So the Supreme's going to give us a couple of them to pop open to look and see what we can do. And
So what kind of things do you guys do to a reel, Cal?
Well, first thing is, you know, it's a fancy service job, our blueprint is, but we strip it all down, and we actually, when we rebuild it, we try to match what the customer wants to do.
Yeah.
Because we get customers that more often than not overfish reels.
Uh-huh.
But we do also,
What do you mean over? Explain overfish a reel.
Taking a very small reel and putting too much drag on it, theoretically.
You mean like John Pandelis used to do?
Absolutely, yeah. Like John Pandelis used to do. But I also have a couple reels in the shop right now. The guy only wants to fish 20-pound test on a reel that we normally fish 100-pound on.
Wow.
So now I have to recam it and respring it and change the way I machine some things so that because they want 8 pounds of drag at strike and want a running drag when they put it in gear. But they also want to get about 15 at full. So now you got to kind of work on it to get that from strike to full heavier.
Yeah.
But that's kind of things. And then we do other reels now. We did probably a couple dozen reels this year for over 100 pounds of drag at full.
Wow.
I can't imagine 100 pounds of drag.
Yeah, chair fishing.
Chair fishing.
Yeah.
Dropping the gear ratio on a 130 down to 0.75:1. So they just sit in the chair and just winch.
Wow.
I can't imagine. I mean, I'm the calico dude, right? Like, I can't imagine. I mean, I get 22 pounds of drag, and you could tow me down the stream with that.
But they put 3 or 4 calicos on one hook and throw them out.
Yeah, I don't know about towing them down the street for that, though. Yeah.
But I mean,
100 pounds of drag.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, especially now that this PEI and Nova Scotia stuff has gotten to be very popular, that a lot of the boats back there will have 5 or 6 reels on them, and they all basically get 100 pounds of drag at full.
But you can't hold that. It's got to be a rod holder thing.
No, you're in a chair. You're sitting in a chair. Yeah, I have pushed 110.
110?
Yeah.
The 100. Cal, how old are you?
Not now, I don't. That was back when I was in my 50s. Okay.
The worst part of this whole thing, though, is he goes, "Bit, oh, well, I don't have to test it. Get over here." I said, "You're kidding me. This is nuts, right?" And then he's like, "Well, does it, how's the running drag? Like fast pull to slow pull?" And I'm like, "You're lucky the spool's even turning trying to pull off."
That's
that.
Crazy.
You gotta put it
looks like we have Wayne back. Okay. Let's see if we can get on him. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, doing
we're out here in that.
Great to hear from you.
We're out here down in Baja. Dude, we had a couple hundred fish, yellowfin tuna day. Yesterday, I tried to, I didn't call in. We were on a wide open yellowtail bite. We're on one again this morning. Trevin is kicking butt as captain. This Let's Talk Hookup trip, the passengers are all happy. Sponsors are taken care of. We did a Rollo jackpot on the boat, or a raffle giveaway, a reel on the rides, and some line from Doug Kern. Captain Frank gave us a gift certificate. We're raising money for kids to take them fishing. It's all good.
That's so cool, Wayne. And, of course, we had a bunch of stuff from AFCO Shimano, Seaguar. Who am I missing? Gamakatsu, of course. Cooks for everybody from Gamakatsu. And lots of good giveaways there. Coastal Sunglasses and a lot more. So tell us the scenario. When you left here, as I remember, Tuesday, right? And then what did you do?
Yeah, we left on the 10th and we come back on the 18th.
Yeah, so Tuesday you left. And then when did you start fishing?
The very next day. Listen,
no way.
We stopped on our school on the way down, and we put on about, I don't know, almost 100 fish. And then we traveled farther south, and we ran into a little school, put some more fish on, and then kept traveling south. And then we had that huge day of 200 yellowfin tuna. And then we had another travel day, and we ran into some fish, and now we're back up trying to catch more yellowtail.
Wow. And how's the weather for you?
It's pretty nice. I mean, if you see the pictures we post, it's sunny and a little breezy down here, but not like what you guys are getting up there. It's fishable. It's just perfect. It keeps the heat down. Nice weather.
Yeah, sounds fantastic, Wayne. Well, thanks for hosting, and boy, we're excited because on December, I believe, 29th, we're going to have the Wayne Cotto going away party here on Let's Talk.
Going away party?
He's retiring.
My Lord, Wayne.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Is that, no. But, Chris has taken over, and we'll do a great job. But Wayne works. It's much deserved. But now, Wayne, will you still host our Royal Polaris trip in December, though?
I would love to do it if you would honor me by letting me do it, Pete. You know it.
I remember that captain that ran the trip last year. He came up to me. You make sure that you send that guy again next year. I said, okay. So Wayne, you're stuck. You got to go. So.
Awesome. I appreciate it. I am very appreciative, Pete. You know it. We love it. The passengers are very happy. Kevin's putting us on a school right now. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Huge school of yellowtail under the boat.
Oh, you better go catch some fish, Wayne. And congratulations. We're looking forward to celebrating your hard work with CCA and on December 29th. It'll be great.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.
See you soon.
Enjoy your trip.
Bye.
What an incredible report,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, great trip. Wayne's a little excitable.
Yeah.
In case you figure that out, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty. But I'm so happy that because as hard as he works, that he's able to get out and do things like that. Yeah.
Well, that great yellowtail fishing, I'd be a little lathered up, too.
You think so? Yeah. What about yellowfin? My arms would be sore after 200 yellowfin night, right, Cal?
That's what they make the rail for, though.
Yeah. The rail is your friend, right?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of Rollo. But as you can see, we have a great show for you today. I'm a little technical difficulty, I guess, with the app stream this morning. We're working on that. We'll get that straightened out. But, of course, YouTube and Facebook Live working great. great. 1090 AM working fine, and all good.
Welcome to technology.
Technology.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just. I know that Rick is very happy.
Yes.
That you're back and dealing with.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But anyway,
it's live radio.
It is. Yeah. That's exactly.
And of course, those of you that listen on the recordings and the podcast, those will all be there thanks to Adam.
It all comes together.
It
cleanly.
All comes together.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have a fun couple hours with Eric and Cal Sheets from Cal's Custom Reels. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And a couple really cool prizes to give away. Not only the $100 certificate to Cal's Custom Reels, but we also have a $100 gift certificate. And this is a little unique to the show, right, Pete?
Yes.
I mean, it's a $100
cool.
certificate to Michael Seawald's Photo Gallery to choose from over 120 photos. I mean, this guy, he's done it for decades.
Yeah.
And he does some
and
really cool
stuff. And he has that gallery, of course, and up in Encinitas. But online, you got to check the images out. They're amazing.
Right. And, and I know his artistry is
all over the world.
His paintings are incredible, too.
Oh, yeah.
But so this is a $100 certificate to choose from 120 different photos from all over the world, personally signed and titled by Michael Seawald. You can check it all out at seawald.com and to see all the amazing images. And a $100 certificate to go into that, a $100 certificate for Cal's Custom Reels.
Yeah.
And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for the person in your life that loves the outdoors? Then look no further. The History of Sport Fishing gift card is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just go to thehistoryofsportfishing.com to sign up for immediate access to 12 hours of the most riveting footage that's ever been assembled on the sport. Listen to what others are saying about the series, including Mark Zona, who wrote, "Incredibly well done. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Absolutely riveting. This film should be in the Smithsonian. A profound experience into why men and women of all ages tourists are drawn to the brooks, streams, rivers, lakes, and oceans of the world. A tribute to all of us who hold our sports sacred. Best documentary I've ever seen. Save a full 30% off right now. Just go to thehistoryofsportfishing.com and give the gift that not only enriches one's soul, but will keep giving for generations to come.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having a great time in here and talking just got all the good fishing and trips these boys do. Eric and Cal from Cal's Customs, Cal's Custom Reels.
Yes.
Cal's, because it used to be Cal's two-speed reels, but that's not all you do.
That was because that we were converting reels to two-speed.
Yeah.
And that we just don't do anymore because it's just not cost-effective for the customers.
Yeah.
We still get calls for it, and we tell guys no, because you can go out and buy a new reel that you can still buy parts for. So many of the older manufactured reels, you just can't buy parts for them anymore. Yeah. And why spend the money to do the two-speed and then can't fix a $5 part type of thing?
So yeah, for sure.
We backed off on that.
Yeah. Well, the stream is back up.
It
good
is.
News. JP tells me, and I just checked it, and it's back up. And thanks for getting that straightened out, JP. But I have a big announcement.
Yes.
Yes, big announcement. So January 4th, the beginning of the year, the very first show of Let's Talk Hookup, we'll be moving back to 97.3
The Fan. How cool is that?
How about that? And we want to thank everybody at Sports Grid, especially JP, who's
JP's
our man
awesome.
On Sunday. He's the man that's really kept it together for us. And thank Andres Bouchard at 1090. The reason for the move is, number one, more opportunity to build audience for our sponsors with the Padres. Padres are huge, and Fan is a huge station, an enormous station. Number two thing is being able to control our own stream. Our own stream is it's up and down. I have a whole new system that's going to be installed here that we will be streaming on our app, which is our biggest, that's our biggest power is our app, right? And our app and now the Facebook and YouTube Live. That's the biggest thing. And, of course, the opportunity to build a whole new group of people and bring them into the Let's Talk Hookup environment.
That's an awesome deal.
And the programming on 10.9. Although it has a great signal, 1 minute you're turning on Spanish religious programming, and the next minute you're listening to Let's Talk.
You're talking cool fishing.
It just doesn't work, you know. And we tried it. It just doesn't work. It's not building the future for Let's Talk Hookup is what we're working, and that's what we're headed for, is building the future of Let's Talk Hookup with this move.
And what's the date?
97.3. First show of the year, January 4th.
There it is.
Yeah. So
2025. Right
yeah.
On the
so
page.
Super exciting stuff. We'll have more information on that. But again, we'll be right here on our app. Always, and then of course on YouTube and Facebook Live, always, and then starting January 4th, you'll tune in to 97.3 The Fan.
How exciting,
yeah,
Pete.
Those who,
great news.
The Fan does not have a great signal outside the San Diego County area, so of course you'll listen to us on the app as well as YouTube and Facebook Live. So those of you that are listening on 1090 in LA and Orange County, make sure you make that move to the app. That's
if you haven't already.
That's why I'm giving you the warning.
Most have already chosen.
Yeah. And also YouTube and Facebook Live has been a great partner too.
Yeah, I was going to say I mean, from my point of view, when I see it when I check it out at home or on the road, it's easy to do the YouTube or the Facebook thing, and it comes in that is literally the clearest signal that I've been able to get. You know, you've been hearing it's the best quality, at least to me. So.
Yeah. So the idea is to be on a major radio station again, and which the Fan is, because of the popularity of the Padres, is a major radio station. They're the top station in San Diego in sports and such like that. Great live programming. Super good people will be on the Odyssey app in addition to that, which is a gigantic platform. So a lot of good things to talk
about.
Are we
going to stay here in the world headquarters?
We are not moving. By God, you know, why would we? Look at the outside.
right?
I mean, we used to broadcast from the Fan studios, which you guys have been in.
Yeah.
Beautiful studios here in Mission Valley.
World class.
I mean, world class studio.
Yeah.
But I just told him, I said, the only way we're making this deal is if I can stay right in the world headquarters and be right here in the heart of sport fishing.
97.3, the Fan is huge.
It's giant. And great people.
I love listening to Tony Gwynn Jr. on there and Ben Woods.
Yeah.
And,
so pretty exciting stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
Let's
so
do it.
It's January 4th, but stay with us, of course, through the rest of the year. Of course, the Christmas Spectacular is coming up here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so a couple weeks away from, yeah. I think 2 weeks from today, Corey and I and Ricky will be here. And
that's 2 weeks.
That'll be, yeah. I know. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It's coming fast, and we'll have lots of exciting stuff for you on Christmas Spectacular. And, of course, we're going to continue with this show. Great stuff today on Let's Talk Hookup with
Cal. We have a lot going
Cal
on.
And Eric. Yeah.
We do, and in fact, if you want to join us, like I mentioned earlier, we have a couple really cool prizes we're giving away. A $100 certificate to Cal's Custom Reels and a $100 certificate, thank you to Michael Seawald, to his gallery. A $100 certificate. You can look at all his photos. He's got 120 different photos. So go to Seawald.com and you can check out all the amazing images you have to choose from with that $100 certificate.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a better gift. Like if you're scratching for a gift right now.
Yeah.
For somebody?
Whoa. Check out the Seawald.com.
Seawald.com.
Yeah, and he's got tons of images, and he'll personally sign it for you. You can go check out his gallery in Encinitas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super good stuff. I have a great text here from DJ in San Diego. Really appreciate the show with Cal and Eric. They helped me pick up a VISX16 on my first nighttime jig reel as opposed to something bigger that I would say they said thank me later. Paired it with a UC Viper, I have landed 10 fish over 100 pounds. Thank you. Interesting that I had a real guy from up north tell me, I guess that real guy up north maybe is Ken.
I don't know.
Yeah. Not to fish it as a 100-pound rig, and a local shop refused to put 100-pound line on it and stated that the pinion bearing that the reel would fail. Any comments on the suitability of that 100-pound setup would be appreciated.
Well, that wouldn't be Ken then. Ken wouldn't be Ken at all. Ken believes in it, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which one, but yeah, it reel definitely works. Like I said, I grabbed a bigger rod and reel when all those fish were coming aboard, and I'm like, it's weird. I got back and told my dad, I go, it actually felt too big, like you didn't need it. He just shakes his head because he thinks of all the old days of 50 wides and 80s and stuff like
yeah.
that. But.
Well, yeah, and it's like, I love the Talica 16,
mm-hmm.
especially
yes.
the new Talica
yeah.
16,
yeah.
man. It's like an incredible reel. That, to me, is like as big as I want to fish, but then you jump to the 20 at night.
Right.
That's a pretty good darn good reel, too,
oh,
especially
yeah,
with the new
sure.
the
yeah.
new Talica.
And it's proven.
Yeah.
It's proven.
And the
but,
funny,
but you don't need as big a reel anymore because they're so powerful and smooth, right?
Yeah, and I don't know where the gentleman got it about the pinion gears.
No.
I have never seen a pinion gear in any reel in the 30 years that I've been doing it that is made out of stainless, like basically all most of the manufacturers are using, ever have a problem.
Yeah.
You only have a 4 or 5 inch, 3 inch lever arm that you're pushing with. You're not going to break it.
Yeah.
If there's anybody in this world that I'm going to trust with reels, yeah. it would be you. Yeah. And I trust that statement.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about all the quality reels that are made here in the United States and overseas, the ones that are brought in, they all use in the last 10 years have gone to really, really quality materials that you just don't have a problem with.
Yeah,
they
big difference.
The strength of them. Yeah,
no more plastic, huh?
Yeah, or brass pinion gears and stuff like that.
Those are where the issues started happening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but even there's a few men still use a bronze gear, which is still a much strength-wise, you're not going to wear out.
Oh, really? A bronze gear? Yeah.
Yeah. Of the quality of bronze that they're using.
Gotcha.
So what happens with that? I mean, just from a layman like myself and this kind of gear, does the gearing chip off? Does it wear down?
No, you can break a tooth. You can literally break
in brass.
In a brass or a not a quality material, but the quality manufactured reels. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that are the oddball names that you see getting online and stuff like that, but of your brand name reels.
Gotcha.
They just don't have that problem.
And then what happens when a tooth breaks off? Is it just a total skip?
Or
jam up,
it
up, yeah.
Or jam it up. Yeah, but I've never seen it. not in quality reels.
Right.
That's Corey could take one of his tiny little reels and go fish big bluefin with it.
Yeah. Don't laugh.
The Trex 115.
Actually, with a 300.
A 300, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, not bluefin.
I've seen him catch a nice big elephant on a Trex 300.
Oh. Yeah. That was on the 300.
On a 300, yeah.
Into the boat, like right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey. You want to get through? JP is standing by, 213-432-1090.
And Dan Kalm from West Covina. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Corey, Pete, and good morning to everybody. I just wanted to give Eric and Chala, throw them a question their way about three-speed reels, and I've seen them in action like on the Pacific Dawn when a buddy of mine was battling a bluefin off the kite, and I could see the purpose of it, but I don't really see the popularity of it. Is it more of a specialized type of reel that like the Captain Lasleys of the world use on the Bad Company, or how, is it going to get mainstream eventually? Or what do you see?
Actually, most of the three-speed reels are the A-Bets, and they're a very good reel.
Yeah.
Especially on the kite, it is a very good choice because you have that really high speed to get your line in or to catch up your fish. Then you can shift into second or your lowest low gear. The only problem that I've ever heard of people is they're not sure sometimes what gear they're in. Okay, and
yeah.
we've worked on quite a few of them for customers. And the average guy who has one loves them. Occasionally one doesn't because he says, I just don't need all those gears. But at the same time, I can definitely see the use, especially on a kite, where you're trying to get that line in, fighting a bigger fish on the very high speed that they have on the three-speed is not the place to be. But you have that second gear, which is kind of in the middle, and then the low gear. We have had a couple customers say, well, gee, I want my 2-to-1 second gear to be 2.5-to-1 or this or that. The manufacturer tries to make a reel that matches all the customers, not just individual people. But the three-speed, I can definitely see the use of it in certain situations.
Are you able to work on?
Oh yeah, they work very well. Oh yes.
How do you shift on a three-speed reel?
That's one of the things that sometimes when you shift it, you can go from high all the way into low if everything is lined up inside.
Uh-huh.
And so you're not sure that if you're in second gear or until you turn the handle or you look at the button. The button, when it's in high gear, it's all the way out. You can see it. And once you get used to looking and watching where you're at, sometimes you want to go from low, all the way up to high because fish is running at you, you shift it and it stops in the middle gear. So therefore, you've got to shift it again. But these are things if I tell people, whether it's a two-speed reel or a three-speed reel, practice shifting your reel. Practice it. So it's one of those things that you can do in a split second so that you can go from low to your high.
Gotcha.
So that you can get up there, catch up on that line. And you have to anticipate what that fish is doing. You know, you can kind of feel it there. I don't have the pressure. This thing's turning and running at me. Get into high then. So that you can keep up with your line. If he doesn't, he goes the other way, no sweat. You can shift on back down. But practice learning how to shift and anticipate what your fish is trying to do.
Good advice, for sure.
Great advice. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back with more of that great advice. And, Dan, thank you for the call. And if you do want to join us, 213-432-1090, giving away those two cool prizes, $100 certificate to Cal's Custom Reels and $100 to Seawold.com. We're going to be right back. More with the boys when we return on Let's Talk Hookup App and that Sports Grid Radio Network.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, they're having so much fun in studio and in the world headquarters with Pete.
And thanks for being here, Corey. And get well, Rick. He says he's feeling better. So he's just, it was voice issues. And, you know, voice issues when you're on the radio don't work well.
No, not a good mix.
But
the sun is shining. And
the sun's shining. Cleared all out, for sure. Well, time for the catch report.
It is. And it's brought to us by Gamakatsu. And it's not all just about the hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. And the new tools are very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors. They're made with ceramic blades. I know. When I heard this, I wanted a pair so bad. Yeah. You know, I'll get one eventually. They'll never rust. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu. And I know Rick. Both Ricks, we're talking about getting them in the Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah,
Rick Carr,
for sure.
Yeah, Rick Matson.
They're getting them, for sure. Yeah.
We got the man on hold here.
We do, yeah. Captain Brian Willie, Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning.
Yes, indeed. Everybody wants a good reel, right? That works.
That's it. No 3-speed reels for our program, though.
No.
Not for what we're doing. But hey,
what about the deep cotton?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are using that scale down, like, small reels, just Corey style fishing, man. Light tackle and loaded with braid. That's it, man. So a good week for us this week. Water temps 57, 58, kind of dependent on time of day, current, and all that kind of stuff. But the half day fishing has been for that kind of water. It's been pretty good. You know, our live anchovies have certainly helped with the action side of the equation there in that cooler water. But the anglers targeting the sheephead have had some really good opportunities at that fish. That fish loves this cooler water, especially with all that lobster gear soaking. Baits like the shrimp and the clam have been the jam for those guys fishing that sheephead. A halibut or two here or there. whitefish, sculpin. So it's all kind of in play. Fishing for bites, for sure, you know, capitalizing on opportunities. So, you know, it's not just to cast the bait out and get a bite. You actually have to kind of work out a little bit. But it's been productive for the guys that put the time in and scale down their tackle, line size, smaller hooks, that kind of stuff. Just you got to play the game in the cooler water, for sure. Three-quarter day for us right now, it's all been, like you were saying, that deep water rock cod. It's been good fishing for us. We're fishing like 90 to 130 fathoms, so it's been deep, but solid mixed bags of fish by the end of the day for our guys. The angler's fishing the 16-ounce sinker. Had no problem getting to the bottom this week with the baits. Those anchovies bit well. There's not a rockfish out there that won't eat an anchovy, so plenty of action on that. Good quality on the 14-mile bank out there as well, but again, gosh, those guys fishing the jig, it's like we see more and more guys every week, you know, coming out with the smaller tackle setups and that presentation with those jigs, with that lighter braid, smaller rods, smaller reels. The 250 to 400-gram jigs have been seeing excellent results out there. We have had to remind guys, hey, it's two hooks when you're targeting cod. You know, guys are pulling their bluefin jigs out of their bags, having to, you know, take their split ring pliers out and take a couple hooks off. So keep that in mind if you're on your own boat, for sure. Just remember, it's two hooks no matter what. You can have an assist hook and a treble hook. That's totally legal and fine. It's no more than two hooks. But we'll definitely ride this rockfish out, you know, until the calendar puts a stop to it. But it's been very good. Pick your days, you know, watch the weather. I will tell our guys, you know, midweek days have had a little bit lighter loads. So, you know, that's a good little tidbit of info there. We've been getting out with anywhere from, you know, 15 to 25 guys. So just kind of depends on the day of the week. And then finally here, our Halibut Derby kicks off January 1st. We're stoked to get that back and rolling. Just a reminder, we do have the drift trips. Those are on Fridays. That first one will be scheduled for, I believe it's January 3rd. And then you can also buy in on any open party half day or three-quarter day. You can buy that Halibut Derby ticket in the office and get entered in on that. So something to stay tuned for on that. We've got great sponsors, and as is the case with our derbies and tournaments, you know, big chunks of the proceeds there will go to CCA Cal to help them keep pushing what they do for all of us. So that's kind of it in a nutshell for us.
Always doing week. Such cool stuff, Brian. I mean, such good family stuff and just creative, you know, from the largest calico kept or, you know, released and prizes for that during the year and now the Halibut Derby and just always super family fun friendly.
Yep.
Damn, just trying to keep something relevant and something going to get people out for sure. So give the landing a call, make a reservation for sure. Our number 949-496-5794. And, of course, you can hit us on the web at danaworf.com.
No, that's good stuff. I bet you there's some good gift ideas from the landing, too, right?
Totally, yeah. We got 25% off these super packs on tickets. So you can buy up to 10 half-day or three-quarter-day tickets right now, 25% off. You can do that online or stop in the office. And I know they're selling articles of clothing and stuff like that, too, having a sale in our office as well. So stop on in and get some of those last-minute deals.
Great idea, Brian. Well, we appreciate the report. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Thanks.
Thanks. Let's go find out what's going on in the surf.
My favorite,
your buddy.
Man. Right? Gundy.
Yeah.
What's up, gents? Happy holidays.
Hey.
Same to you, Gundy.
Me too.
Yeah, it is holiday type report. You know, a lot of guys out shopping, so we didn't have a whole bunch of guys beating the path, but still the same thing holds up. Pretty decent barred perch fishing, especially on that northern front, Oxnard Ventura. And then the guys are still picking away at the halibut, mostly at the harbor mouths and the deeper channels, the jetties, accessing the harbor mouths. That seems to be the better spot, and it seems to be the live bait or the cut bait. We had a few fish on cut bait this week, so that's something to pay attention. Hook, line, sinker reported, you know, 4 to 6 inch average on the barred perch. A few kickers, they checked in a 12-inch fish. Grubs, gull, you know, mussel, lugworms, all that stuff working. Wiley's reported scratch fishing for a mix of barred perch, shiner perch, a few sargo, sheephead in the mix, you know, that winter-type catch. They did have a 10-pound halibut taken off the point there of the old chart house, and that was on a flash minnow. Big fish reported small perch on the beaches, but a few legal halibut in and around the harbor mouths, live smelt working for those guys up there. Catch 'em Tackle reported a 32-inch halibut taken off the Balboa Jetty, and that's fishing the mouth of Newport Harbor there, and that was taken on cut anchovy. And then Pacific Coast also reported a handful of 30-inch class halibut taken at the mouth of Carlsbad Lagoon. In the lagoon, Mission Bay, a few fish. Cut bait, live smelt is doing it. So kind of the same setup, you know. If you're willing to put in the time, you're probably going to get a bite from a halibut if you're working at it.
Yeah, that's definitely good times, man. A little bit of halibut this time of the year. Bring it on.
I love it. Yeah, for sure. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Squeeze out of the house. Tell the wife you got a fish, man.
Got a fish.
I like it. The weather improves this week. Another beautiful week of weather.
We need guys. Have a good week, man.
Get it while we can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. And that wraps up our catch report, right, Corey?
It is. And it's brought to us by the 2025 CCA sport fishing calendar Bill Varney has. And it's out in the shops now and at all the landings, all the shops. You can also get it from surffishingtackle.com. And all the cool photos, and it's got all the important dates on it. And
great tide chart.
Oh, everything. I love it.
He's almost sold out.
Really?
Get it while you can. Great Christmas gift. Great stocking stuffer.
Surf Fishing Tackle.
Surf Fish Tackle.
Thank you.
Surffishtackle.com.
We just got to say it three more times.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, I have a great text here from Brian in Fountain Valley. I've been fishing for close to 20 years, but I've never thought I needed a custom service done on my reel. I never even thought I needed service on my reel until I sent it to Cal. But maybe I do. Yeah, you do, because that's when I sent it. I'm with you, Brian. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, some of us don't. But he says, but maybe I do. So how do I know when I should start thinking about getting my reels customized by someone like Cal?
Well, I was going to say, when Rick's in here, he always says it's a dirty trick. Like, you don't think you need it, but once you've got one done, you were like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? I didn't know.
It's a different product.
It's different. It's smoother. You know, typically they'll spin better, everything else like that. But what the blueprinting is doing, it's custom building the drag for how you want to fish. Mm-hmm. You might have three different people, and they all fish it completely different. One heavy, one light, one somewhere in the middle. And it's building the drag so that it has the correct range so it'll fish the way that you want.
Now, you buy a Shimano Talica out of the box, it's going to fish great.
Yes.
Bottom line, it's going to fish great. But
all of them
if
do.
You want a little fine tune, a little custom, like customizing a car, right? You want a little.
You can buy a Mustang. Or you can buy a Celine Mustang. Or you can buy a Shelby Mustang.
Yeah.
Big difference in price, big difference in performance.
Right.
Honestly, our blueprint cost is, yes, more than a service, but it's not that much more than a service.
So let me ask you. So if somebody sends it in just to get service, which you should do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just do general service on reel?
Only after it's been blueprinted.
Okay.
The first time through, we do the blueprinting. That's where we do the cam and the stainless plate, all the other stuff throughout the reel.
So what do you do? What is a blueprint service?
Custom building a reel to match your requirements.
Okay, but what do you do?
We strip the reel all the way down. Basically take almost every screw, if not every screw, out of it. Clean and lube all that. Then we machine the cams and the stainless plates in there, getting them running true to the bearing bores so that we get that little extra out of it. So that it gets a little, on most reels, you will get a little more drag with a little less pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The least, when you reduce the pressure inside the reel, it makes it turn a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our biggest problem is we get guys who want to push a reel so far, and then they wonder, why does it turn hard? Well, yeah, you're triple the amount of drag that you're supposed to be fishing on this reel. I mean, we have one customer with Fathom 40s right now that he sets his drag by taking it up to the edge of free spool and then backing it off a little bit. Well, why don't they all work the same? Well, sometimes you get one that... We get a Fathom 40 that at strike, we get 35 pounds of drag out of it. The next one only may be 25, or we guarantee 20. Set it at 20, they all basically work the same.
Okay.
But it's so that we get that little extra out of your reel. They're all different. They're machined parts. There's different... The springs inside work differently. You can take one spring and it does a little more than another spring. So we try to match all this out so it fishes the way you want it to fish, not the way the factory decided it was supposed to fish.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's say somebody like Brian says, you know what, I don't need the fancy. I don't need the fancy car, right? I don't need the fancy things. Why should somebody have their reel serviced?
Okay, their service, yes. And straight service, if you want your reel straight serviced, don't need any of that machining, take it to Can. He does a beautiful job.
Fantastic.
Or, excuse me,
or
Wes does a beautiful job.
Or take it down to Fisherman's Landing or Dana. Dana Landing
has
a great
service.
Any one of the good service guys.
Yes.
Dana Landing has great guys.
Yes.
I know Fisherman's Landing has great guys. All the good quality tackle shops have good reel service guys.
Yeah, good reel service.
But the point is, why would I want to... I mean, my reels sit there and I wash them, you know, and stuff. It's like it seemed like,
but
fine. Why should you reel service?
Well,
because you look at a lot of insides of reels.
Oh,
that's why I asked.
Yeah. The first thing, yes, they do need to be lubed. The bearings need to be. Right now, especially with the Bluefin, now most of our stuff is heavy deep sea, not the local surf stuff.
Right.
The jigging nowadays, that absolutely brings, with braid, brings a huge amount of water inside the reel. So reels are going through bearings because the water's getting in there.
Uh-huh.
And
so your bearing may be going down and you don't even know.
You don't even know it. You put it away, it was fine. It had water in it and it turned free.
Yeah.
And that water sat in there for 6 months and froze the bearing up.
What percentage of reels do you open up that have bearing issues, Eric?
30%.
30%?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, 30%. At least, and it's not.
And you wouldn't even know it on the outside.
So, yeah, right? I was going to say, if people pull up the archives, we talked about it last time Wes and I were here, and it's not one brand or anything else like that. It's physically of how we're fishing here on the West Coast, of pulling up so much water on the braid and everything else. And we've tried from going with an expensive bearing to just replacing them all the time, and it's every brand. It's every brand that we're replacing them in. Yeah.
You think about it. You're going down 400 to 500 feet, and you're bringing that water up on the line. Every single darn drop.
Mono used to go through your fingers, and the bottle would just come right. The water would come off.
Right.
That's
now you don't hold Spectra that tight to squeeze the water out of it.
Yeah.
It's porous because it's a thread.
Yeah.
And if you'll notice when you're doing that, your shirt is soaking wet when you're doing it right.
Incredible stuff.
And you're only getting part of that water.
Yes. Hold that thought.
The rest of it's
going. We're going to be right back. We're taking a top of the hour break. Such great information, and you want to join us, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and that Sports Grid Radio Network.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just $80. $0.69. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up laying a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass and Steve Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.